Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 59. It's the 4th of April 2016 and I'm titling this episode Beneficial Plants because towards the end of the show, after the updates, I'm going to be talking about a few beneficial plants that benefit the veg plot. Listen along for more, but firstly, I just can't believe we're into April already. You know, we're a quarter of the way into 2016, so things are getting on. Things are certainly growing quite well. Weeds are starting to certainly show up, so it's looking like things can be planted outside. So let's talk about what's been happening on the plots. First of all, let's start with plot 128B, the allotment. Went down there at the weekend and even at home over the weekend, I had a really good binge on making the beds. I've been breaking down pallets, cutting them to size, painting them to get more and more built. And in fact, I've still got more in the lawn that hopefully the weather will get better and I can paint more and get them dry, ready to go in at the weekend. So yeah. And that's now I've completed making the another bed for the a pear tree and an apple tree is going to go. Just got to fill that with horse manure and plant them. And I've started building on the next section where there's going to be the hazel, cherry, and cider apple tree. I've started on there, and then there'll be more to follow, so I can get the gooseberries in, and where there is already a gooseberry, and a few of the other plants and things. So, it's all looking really, really positive, actually. I'll be happier when it is built, but hey-ho. I've also, I had to strim some of the grass and mow it just to tidy it up and so I can see what I'm actually doing and try and get rid of it all. So that's just done. Nothing really more to say about that. It's that easy. Had a good weed as well. The weeds are starting to grow thick and fast, so yeah, I'm picking those out by hand in the beds that are already growing. The difficulty I'm having is the raspberry bed and weeding that, because there's so many raspberry plants in there that it's difficult to get in between them. So what I think I'm going to do is just do little bits until the raspberries really grow, and then go to town on them, and then hopefully the raspberries will smother out the weeds at the same time. Final thing that I've done is that I've actually planted the peas into the pea and bean bed. These were seedlings I've grown at home. They were doing okay in the potting shed, so I moved them outside for a few days. They seemed to do okay, so I've planted them and watered them in well. Got to check on them, but I'm sure they'll be okay. But we'll keep an eye on it and see how it does. So, at home, I've sown more seeds, more peas, including the mushy peas, as I'm kind of trying to grow those this year. I thought it'd be an interesting one. Sowing some more cucumelon. Well, first time I've sown them actually this year. Just because I had the seed, and I've got a cucumelon plant I've overwintered, although the foliage has completely died back. I know there's a tuber underneath, so I'm hoping that I'll do okay. And then I've also sown some dahlias. Just again, using up the seed that I had, and we'll see how they get on. Germination seeds that I sown last week. The melons have done quite well. Only got one melon plant, but that's enough. Several courgette plants, and various other things. So, I'm gonna get those. I've sort of hardening them off and getting them used to it, to just being out of the heated propagator, and then I can start getting them potted on. with you over the next week. I won't call it a mistake, but I was working in some garden centres, and I ended up buying some tomato plants and some chilli plants. These are for the greenhouse. I don't know why I done it. I just liked the look of them. But I've done that. So, yeah. I've had a bit of tidy up in the potting shed, just clearing some rubbish out and getting things sorted, so I can make a bit more space to sow more seeds. Although the more I sow, the more there is to move on. But we're getting there. I think I'm going to have to move some into the greenhouse quite soon as well and get those into bigger pots or something and so on. Couple of other notes I've made that might be of interest is the peach tree has flowered. Now you'll see this on the video that I'm hoping to release either tonight or tomorrow. I said it would be over the weekend, but I didn't get around to it. But anyway, yeah, peach is in beautiful flower. So I'm going to hopefully get some really nice peaches out of those. Now this is one of my favourite peach trees I grow. And it doesn't look like it's going to get any frost or anything. So yeah, really good. And the blueberries are definitely springing into life. They're budding nicely and so on. And the leaf is growing, so I should get a decent load of blueberries. In fact, many of the trees and stuff, the apples, the pears, the hazels, are all really, really starting to spring into life. So, things are really moving along nicely. What I'm also just noticing on my list of notes, normally I talk more about the allotment because I feel like I've got more going on there. But looking at this list, there's more going on at home. And that's just because plants are growing and veg seeds are growing. So long may it continue. Okay, so next thing I felt like talking about was beneficial plants and flowers for the veg plot. Now, I've done some of these. I won't claim to have done all of them, but in fact, the list I've made, I have actually grown all of these, except for one. But I've done a bit of research to find out, and I'll be doing more of these throughout the year. And I've worked it out in several scenarios. One, I've got things that deter insects or bugs and stuff. Then I've got things that aid pollinators, bees and what have you. And then I've got edible flowers that also helps. And there's one more that I should probably talk about, and it is plants that have a use in the plot in terms of fertilizer. And I'll start there because the first one that I can think of is comfrey. You probably hear me talk about comfrey a lot, and that's because it is such a wonderful plant. It has hundreds of medicinal uses if you want to research it, but I like it. One, it aids the bees and stuff. When it's in flower, they love it. They're all over it. It's easy to grow as well. You can do it from root cuttings quite easily. If you know somebody that's got some, ask them just to dig a piece of root off, pot it up, and it'll grow. But when they get about 3 foot tall, cut them down, pot them on top of the compost heap, and they speed it up. Put the leaves and that on the compost heap, that is. And they speed up the breakdown in the compost bin. But they also do, you can put them in a bucket of water or just a bucket and weight them down. And they exceed a liquid, which is a fantastic, and I mean fantastic, fertiliser to go on your plants. Because comfrey is oh, I can't remember the correct name for it, but basically it draws nitrogen up from the soil up to the top and exceeds it out into the leaves. There's many plants into that as well that can do that sort of thing. You could almost say dandelion. Now clover also falls into this one, this particular section. That's also for nitrogen. In fact, farmers use it quite a lot. It's used as a green manure. So you grow, then you cut it down, and it's put the nitrogen into the soil. There's many other green manures that do that, but that's just one that has got a couple of uses. My next section is going to be insect deterrents. The first one I'd say is basil, as that deters sort of black fly and green fly in a greenhouse when growing with your tomatoes. Some people also say it affects the taste of the tomatoes, but can't say I've noticed that. But it definitely does deter the flies. The smell of basil, they're not keen on. Borage. In fact, that's another one that can be used as a fertiliser if you use it right, but it deters cabbage worm. So grow some of that amongst your cabbages and you shouldn't get cabbage worm. Or cabbage fly, or cabbage caterpillars. And the next one on my list is insect deterrent. It's pot marigold. And that deters most insects. Or most pests anyway. Yeah, just a few of those around the borders. Lovely. Next on my list of sections is ones that aid pollinators. Now, I've mentioned pot marigold, which falls into this category, as does the borage and chamomile. But then you can get the normal marigold. That also aids pollinators such as bees and so on. And obviously, if you're growing fruit, the pollination, you want the pollinators to pollinate that to grow fruit. So that the marigold, chamomile, which I have grown before, and they produce a daisy-like flower, which you can use to make chamomile tea if you get the right type. It definitely works. I've grown that before many, many times. In fact, I grew it as a lawn, which I do recommend if you want to get the most out of it. But if you want it for chamomile tea, you have to get the right type. So again, do your research. Daisy, same as a chamomile really, they're attracted by the flower. You could get different types of daisies and so on. I kind of have grown daisies, but more what some of my old neighbours used to grow more. And they definitely worked. Poached eggplant is another one, and they absolutely love those. You'll get them all over them, all the pollinators. Comfrey falls into that, and clover both fall into those as well. I think I've already mentioned them, but they are for pollination. Parsley. If you let that flower, that also, the pollinators love that. Nasturtium as well. I've grown these, and they definitely, when they're in flower, I mean, I had in the old allotment, they used to grow like wild. They used to self-seed everywhere, and they'll rampantly grow everywhere. And bees were always buzzing around them, but also black fly would just go onto those instead of beans and stuff. So that was they not only aided pollinators, they also sacrificed themselves instead of the other stuff. And believe it or not, nasturtium are edible. The leaves and the flowers can make quite a nice in a salad. You need to grow a lot for it to be worthwhile, but it's just something to bear in mind. So the next one, it would be is next section I've got here is edibles. Now I've already mentioned that nasturtiums are edible. Dahlias, you can grow those an edible type known as dahlia yams. I've sown some of those today actually, so I've tried these before. Quite tasty. And again, they do a beautiful flower. I can't believe I just said a beautiful flower, but they do a lovely flower that creates a yam underneath a plant, which is edible. So you get two for one, really. Tulips is also on this edible list. The flower nose can be edible. I don't know if it's all of them, but I know some of them can be. You just add them to a salad again. And I've eaten them, but I wouldn't say they're amazingly flavoured, but it's a case of every little helps. And next on my list is the chamomile again. Now, you're probably wondering why I've said you put these edibles into the beneficials list. And the reason I thought I'd do this is actually, if you're like me and you've got a veg plot and your other half wants a wants to grow flowers as well, well, why not combine the two? You know, dahlias, get the right ones, pretty flower, edible bit, tulips, chamomile, nasturtiums, parsley, comfrey. No, comfrey's not really edible, actually, sorry. Borage, basil. They're all beneficial. But by far, this is not a comprehensive list. This is just 14 plants I've got listed. And I'm sure there's many, 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 many more. This can go on, but these are just 14 that I'm sure everybody out there has heard of. Everybody out there can probably grow and try. Okay, so with that, I'm going to wind up for the day. Last Friday, I just want to say I had my grandfather's funeral. A couple of episodes ago, I did discuss how much he loved his garden. But what I didn't know until the vicar was saying on the Friday was, during the war, he was one of the children that was actually teaching children how to grow their own fruit and veg, which I never knew. And it's given me many ideas on future podcasts. But I love that story. That was my grandfather in the teacup there. And I just wanted to share that with you. So, yeah, I hope that wasn't too annoying for you. Right. So, I'm going to wrap up for today. As always, thank you for listening. There'll be a video coming out tomorrow on the new format. It seems to have really worked and got a lot more attention. So, please do watch that, either tonight or tomorrow. And if don't forget to visit the website, thevegrowpodcast.co.uk, and let me know what you think. Of course, you can always email me at richard@thevegrowpodcast.co.uk. So, thank you, and I'll speak to you again next week.